that we're generally afraid of?
Something out here at the barn, what was that? Groundhog.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about something, though, that has a long tail and has, it's kind of low, but about like a dog. I don't know if
that describes a groundhog pretty much, but you're thinking of something else.
Yeah. Okay. It has kind of a bushy tail.
Fox.
Okay. How about a little bitty creature that stays pretty close to the house that, similar to a squirrel, but...
Rabbit?
No, more like a squirrel, but he's usually red with a stripe down his back and doesn't have his... bushy a tail.
Rat?
No. Let's see, how would I describe them? Little tiny creatures. Usually reddish. I don't know if
a mole?
Well, that it could be a mole, yeah, but I'm thinking about one that's likes nuts like the squirrel does, lives up in the tree, and they make a kind of chittering noise.
Woodchuck.
Okay, chipmunk is what I was
thinking.
Yeah. Do y'all have chipmunks,
maybe? I think some.
I never saw chipmunks until we lived in Marietta, and we do have them there. I've seen a few, but not very many. Okay, do you know what kind of fish is caught around here in the lake?
Brim and bass and catfish.
Okay.
You think of any other?
Not around here. I don't. They've caught fish and such as that, but it's not around here.
Yeah, you're talking about saltwater fish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they call the edible, soft seafood that's in a shell that you open up the shell to get the get it out to eat? Let's see. They usually have them along the coastal areas. Of course, you can get them inland too, and they make stew out of them.
Oh, I can't think.
It's this kind of shell that you find a pearl in.
What kind of stew was it we made? What kind of stew was it?
They're kind of gray when you cook them, and they're soft. Some people don't like the texture of them, but you can fry them.
I can't think.
I think that they get these harvest this kind of seafood in the months that end in ER, like September, October, November, and you make a stew out of it sometimes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, a stew.
Okay. How about a creature that makes a kind of, let's see what kind of noise he makes at night. You're usually associated with like a pond.
Frog.
Yeah. Okay, are there different kinds of frogs?
Bullfrog.
What is there a difference between bullfrog and
it's a little toad frog?
Yeah. Is there a difference? Just the size?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
bullfrog's much larger.
Okay. How about the what they use to go fishing with that's long and slimy? That live in the earth?
Red worm.
Okay. Are there other kinds of worms?
Yes, grub worm.
Are there any kind that are good to have in your garden?
I think they
say earthworms are good, that they loosen the soil?
Yes,
and stuff. Well, in the garden right outside my kitchen window, flower bed, I had a lot of earthworms when we moved in the house, and I cleaned out the garden so well that I got rid of all the earthworms, and I'm sorry, because I think they were good. You know, I think that had something to do with the fertility of the soil and the looseness and so forth. Okay, what about a creature with a hard-shelled back that you also associate with the water that moves real slowly?
Turtle.
Yeah, do y'all ever see those ones?
Oh, yes.
How big do they get?
Pretty big sometimes.
Does anybody eat them around here?
Yes.
Really?
I'm not in immediate family, but I've heard of the neighbors eating.
What do they do with them? Make a soup or something? Okay, are there different kinds? Is it different are the kind that are lived in by the water different from one that's on the land?
I think so.
Do you ever call them anything different?
Terrapins, the small ones on the land.
Okay. How about a kind of little creature that lives in the water that has a claw, has kind of claws, that live in freshwater streams and they swim backwards?
Crawfish.
Uh-huh. I've never seen a crawfish, even though I've been.